us your over 7 decades of great music. Z103.com. Body the Music Man, Seabirds on the TCB Game AM Oldies program. Time for episode number 35. I cannot believe this. The Basics in Economic Development. Mark Wickersham, good morning.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm going to put on pounds.
I've already done it. I'm trying to stay away from the scales. Oh, my. But yes. On the other hand, okay, so it's Friday morning right after Thanksgiving. I don't know if anyone's listening or everyone's listening. I don't know how
that
works.
They might be.
I wanted to spend a day. We have a lot to be thankful for in Huntington County, and especially this time of year, it's important and appropriate to reflect on just the blessings of life in Huntington County, especially from the perspective of an economic development guy.
Oh, yeah.
First and foremost, I'm thankful we do these shows together. It's fun for me. It's educational. Hopefully, it's interesting for the listeners and entertaining and not hurting your ratings.
No, not at all. And thank you for being willing to give your support to the station. That means more than I could really ever express.
Glad to do it. You're doing a wonderful job, and it's important to our community, and I'm glad to be helpful. And that's kind of the second thing is, I'm thankful for entrepreneurs like you and small businesses and industries and the whole bit. I mean, our community, we can do a bunch of organizing, we can do a lot of programming, but if we don't have entrepreneurs and businesses willing to spend money and invest and do things in Huntington, that sort of defeats the purpose if we don't. So
it's so true. It's so true.
I mean, economic development is a team sport, but again, like I said, nothing would happen if not for private investments, and so we have some fantastic industrial corporate citizens and others that make Huntington a great place to live and work and play. But you know, it's also important from time to time to think about the agribusiness and food production industries.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And the Seabirds family itself is a pretty significant part of what USDA's Census of Agriculture says is a $300 million industry in Huntington County alone.
Wow. Well, what an honor to be a part of that. Yep, we've been farmers for a number of years.
Yeah. And, you know, thinking about Thanksgiving, it may not be that Huntington County is a large producer of turkeys, other than, well, maybe people like me, but according to the state Indiana State Poultry Association, though, Indiana ranks fourth in the nation with 20 million turkeys produced each year.
Wow.
And they continue at that agency by reporting that Indiana produces a lot of premium, like turkey deli meats, ground turkey, turkey breast, roast, drumsticks, etc. And the president of the Indiana Poultry Association said that she believes one of the reasons Indiana is such a key producer of turkeys is our feed supply. And that's because corn and soybeans are the primary components of turkey feed.
Wow.
I had no idea.
I'm learning something new today as well.
Now, specifically in Huntington County's case, though, chickens are the thing that leads our poultry industry. In 2023 alone, Indiana, this is a state, was the third largest producer of chickens in the U.S. with over 45 million birds. But according to USDA, there are nearly 650,000 laying hens in Huntington County alone. I wonder what Colonel Sanders would think about
that. I think he would be pretty impressed with that. I know I am.
Although he went through meat instead of eggs.
Well,
still,
that is true.
Yeah, he liked chickens. And that's probably Colonel Sanders calling
he
in
might,
with a
might
request.
Called in for an order. I don't know. We'll have to get to him here in a minute.
But, you know, I love talking about the way the poultry industry in particular impacts the farm economy in Huntington County. And when you think about employers and companies like Highline International at Warren, they produce chicks. They're a hatchery. And, I mean, at one point, they were doing over 20 million chicks a year.
Man.
And those chicks grow up and become laying hens mostly. And the company's presence then creates a demand for feed mills that produces demand for corn and soybeans and feedstock and feed nutrients. Echo Lake Foods of Huntington produces egg-based breakfast foods. Boy, if you're downtown on a morning when they're making French toast, the whole downtown just smells like, you know, you want to run to the restaurant and grab an order of French cinnamon French toast.
They actually produce that right here?
Yeah, they wow. They, and they go through 2 million eggs every day. Which also leads to a question, wonder what happens to the shells, right? I mean, you're cracking 2 million eggs, that's a lot of weight in shells. And what happens is the company has a way of cleaning those, sanitizing them, and then eggshells are delivered to farm fields. Farmers use them as a source of calcium. They're a slow-release form of calcium. And so it really is an interesting symbiosis in the county for eggs and, you know, shells and breakfast foods and that kind of thing.
And so for the listeners that may not know, is that the old SEAL Test building?
That is the former SEAL Test building and Unilever Ice Cream. And it's an interesting story in and of itself to be thankful for. When Unilever left town during the Fetters administration, former Mayor Fetters is a former pastor of a church. The first thing he did was start a prayer group praying for something good to happen at that vacant building. And I kid you not, 2 weeks after the first prayer meeting, I get a call from Echo Lake Foods in Burlington, Wisconsin, looking for a location that was a former, they liked to renovate and retrofit former dairy facilities and ice cream plants because it worked, the piping, the pumps, the tanks, everything works for their industry for making egg-based breakfast foods. And when Jerry from Milwaukee at the time came down to meet with me and the mayor, it turns out, and those of you who know Mayor Fetters, he's a bicycle enthusiast. Okay, well, Jerry, they were sharing stories about riding bicycles like 3,000 miles the summer before. Both Jerry and Mayor Fetters were teaching adult Sunday school classes at their churches using exactly the same literature, and they were on exactly the same chapter.
Oh, wow.
So I'm sitting there as an economic developer going, okay, you can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
This is a God thing, as we're told, and it really worked. And it was interesting to learn that their Burlington, Wisconsin facility was already importing eggs from our area, from like Midwest Poultry, Weaver Brothers at the time in Western Ohio, and a number of producers, Creighton Brothers and others. They were shipping eggs to Wisconsin, so they saved a lot of freight and hauling and that kind of thing by staying here, by locating here in Huntington County. And Indiana ranks second in the nation for egg production. There are nearly 11 billion eggs produced in Indiana each year.
Oh, that is, wow.
And all this probably contributes to Indiana helping establish cultural things like, oh, I don't know, establishing a pecking order? Being hen pecked? Or
I figured it was produced by local yokels.
Yeah, well, I don't know that they want to be. But we can have similar discussions like this regarding the dairy industry, the pork and beef industries in our area. Well, and I'd personally be remiss if I didn't put in a good word for the official pie of the state of Indiana.
Yes.
The sugar cream pie and my cousin's company called Wick's Pies at Winchester, Indiana.
That's fantastic.
But, you know, when you think, again, locally in the dairy industry about, you know, the Kemp's facility in Huntington, what most of us would know as Schenkel's Dairy. Kemp's is a brand of the Dairy Farmers of America organization. But that facility goes through, it processes over 4 million gallons of milk per month. And it's sourced from 150-mile radius of Huntington from the cows. And I'll never forget when Unilever did leave. It was UTEC. When UTEC left, I got a call from the Fort Wayne media wanting to know if I thought that was not. Okay. I started that sentence by saying, I'll never forget. Well, I just did. It was the Unilever plant. And the point I'll get to was that, well, do we think now that Dean Foods at the time, do we think they're going to close? I said, well, why? Well, isn't, you know, there's not much milk to go around with the Amazon facility opening up. And I quipped with the reporter. I said, well, I don't know. Have you talked to the cows? Because milk is a commodity, just like steel, just like rubber, just like lumber. And as long as the cows are producing, there's plenty of milk to go around.
Yes, indeed.
So anyway, I'm really thankful for the agribusinesses in Huntington County and the impact that we make. And we're welcoming to our community Everfresh Fruit Company from Oregon. They've purchased a facility near, outside of Warren to make ice cream toppings and that kind of product.
Wow.
So we're excited about them.
Is that what was the old cheese factory?
That was the former cheese factory, yep.
I see.
But in addition, and you think about a community like ours having a wonderful university, Huntington University, has a $62 million annual economic impact in Huntington County alone with a payroll of over $18 million. And Huntington University is honored. We're excited to be the home of the state's second largest school of agriculture. Obviously, Purdue is number one, but hey, we'll be number two to Purdue. That's all right. And we're working together with a number of things. So in wrapping up our Thanksgiving blessings show, it's like our industrial base is solid. Our housing and neighborhoods are attractive. Our school kids are doing well. We live in a county where there is assistance in place for people in need because we know it's not a perfect society. Everybody's got some kind of challenge. We are working hard to do better. There's always a lot of ways that we can do more and do better, but generally speaking, Huntington County is a really great place to live, and we're glad to be here, and hope everybody listening has a great Thanksgiving. Great Thanksgiving and holiday season to you too, Monty.
Thank you, and same to you as well. We'll get back into some music right here. C103.com.